I am sitting at a table and I've just picked up a wild pita, which is fusion. How do I say this word?
Shawarmas and salads.
Say it again.
Shawarmas. It's a sandwich. It's a traditional Arabic sandwich made out of pita bread. And you wrap, for example, chicken or lamb.
All my favourite stuff in it, basically. I can wrap into it. So I'm sitting here with the man himself. Introduce yourself, sir. But I have to say this, as one of the best organisers here, he walked in here, put a load of papers on a pedestal, told everybody what to do, ran to the microphone, expected a massive big speech. I set myself back, prepared myself, and he said, have fun. I mean, this guy's going to be awesome, isn't he? Let's be honest. Introduce yourself, sir.
Hey, Phil. My name is PK. On Twitter, I'm known as PK Gulati. I am helping put together the festival here, along with a big, great team that we have here, which you see walking around.
It's amazing.
The time hasn't happened yet. You know, we'll open at 8, which is still half an hour away. So, it's great. It's the second time we're doing it, the festival local. We did the festival global before, which happened in February, which was exceptionally, you know, attended, considering Dubai is not exactly the most Twitter-friendly place on earth, but we have a great Twitter community here. And the great thing that happened because of that festival is we all came together. We all started knowing each other besides our virtual selves. So what we have here is a very strong, real community. And that's helping us put together this festival too.
And that's something I'm going to add to that, actually, that surprised me. I've been here one day. I read the newspaper in my hotel room, said Dubai Metro opened 2 or 3 days ago. Okay, I'm going to go and have a go on that, see what it's like. This thing was built in 4 years. So working on the speed of how... you know, Arabic muscle works, your Twitter universe is going to be bigger than London's in about a week.
Well, I'm not sure about the week.
I'm just so surprised at the speed.
If you look at the percentage growth, we have actually a study which has been released yesterday, and we believe it's a few hundred percentage points every few weeks that we're growing at. And I believe that at the time when we did the first festival, the regular number of Twitterers were about 1,000. And we got 150 people in the room. Now we believe it's probably close to 10,000 in less than 6 months. So that shows you the kind of growth we're talking about. And I'm talking about regular Twitterers. I'm not talking about people who register an account and forget about it. So if you go down on a daily basis, I would probably tweet and say hi to 100 people, which is far more than the average of anybody else on Twitter. So I believe it's a spot on. The community is very heterogeneous. Like, you find people from all kinds. Like, I'm not exactly a 20-year-old Facebook generation or 16-year-old putting my pictures on it. It's far more substantial. The kind of discussion that you have is far more substantial. And I tell all the people who are helping us around here, they all know that's a massively influential generation that we have here. And this is the greatness of it. You mentioned the metro. You know, when we were doing the festival, one of the ideas we came up with was we knew that the metro was going to be launched on 090909, which was actually a day or two before when we were doing the festival. So we actually went out and we spoke to the guys and said, you know what, why don't you, you know, help us raise money for charity? So they were doing something called the Golden Ride. I don't know if you heard it. The first ride, they had the gold tickets, which basically were not for sale. And they were given to people under some competitions, and the RT was doing a lot of other things. So we spoke to the guys and they said, okay, let us think about it. And a day before 999, I get a phone call saying, okay, you have your tickets, go. So we ran a Twitter contest, a Twitter auction for the ticket on Twitter. And we sold that ticket for $1,000, which have already gone to the charity before we are even getting together.
Brilliant.
So that was something which we did unique, and we raised money. And you would see the guy who bought it, who's coming, who's a hardcore Twitterer himself. You know? So I think the community is getting far more mature as time goes by.
So I noticed one thing about you, and we briefly touched on it. I noticed a lot of people in Twitter who I meet, you know, in face to face, they're very passionate people. They're very, you know, absorbed by life. They want to interact with a lot of people. You're an early stage investor, aren't you? Tell me a little bit about that and how did that all happen?
Listen, I've been a technology person for a very long time. I used to be in telecom. I worked in the corporate role for many years. Then I came here, you know, we helped set up the first system integration company here. I was involved with the design and build of the Burj Al Arab, the hotel that you see. So we did a lot of stuff out here. And at one point I realized, you know what, I don't want to work. As simple as that. You know, because I realized hard work doesn't get you as much money as probably intelligent work does. Also, I didn't want to work for anybody. you know, the entrepreneurship bug was true and truly caught on. So at that time, I decided to retire myself, and I say retire, and people laugh at me and say, you know, it's nothing got to do with age or with the amount of money you have. I think this is the day you decide to do things which you want to do rather than what you have to do. I still do a 14-hour day, but I do it at my pace. I decide what to do, and I follow things which I want to follow. And that was the day I started putting my money in early-stage companies because they have the challenge. I usually don't take any executive role in the company that I do, but I take the strategic role, help them grow, and I educate myself a lot. I travel a lot. You know, I have investments from Silicon Valley to India to Europe to here in the Middle East, and I find some very interesting people. And you know, I'll introduce you to some people probably around here who have great ideas, and you'll be surprised the amount of challenge they give me to actually be supporting them. And that's where I come from.
So, how much is product and how much is person for an investor?
I think I would put it 50-50 rather than being very drastic on either of them, because finally, you know, we all put money, anybody invests money to get money back. So finally, it has to have sense in it. You know, you may have a lot of ideas which are great ideas, your geek friends will love you for it, but finally they need to make money. And that's also, by the way, the success of an entrepreneur is also counted by that. A good example is Twitter by itself. Twitter is a phenomenon, everybody talks about it. But you can't live without an article or a discussion which doesn't talk about how's Twitter going to make money. That's the question which gets asked every day. That also proves to us that there is stuff to be answered on that. So I believe it's a product as well as the person. And both coming together to make a successful company is rare. It's not very common. So you keep on going and digging and finding the people who would probably be more successful than others. That's that.
Fantastic. Listen, we're coming up to 8.5 minutes. 6.5 minutes. 7 minutes. I can't count. I've gone all funnies. The sun. Dubai is affecting me in some strange weird ways. Listen, thank you very much. I know you're a very busy man tonight. Thank you.
Good to see you, Phil, and thanks for coming here.
Thank you.